When reporting any on-site issues that prevent installation, there are certain details that must always be documented in the mobile app or reported to CRST via phone or chat to ensure CRST can take the appropriate action and resolve the issue with the customer or the client. The servicer should always provide the details of why the installation cannot be completed. They should also inform CRST of which, if any, of the services on the order are complete, and the location of any client-provided products, such as are they being left on site or returned to the pickup location. Additionally, Best Buy expects servicers to upload photos showing the issue that is preventing installation. In the event that the customer's expectations do not match the SKUs on the order, servicers and or CRST can take actions to resolve this issue. To start, servicers cannot sell any services for which CRST has a Best Buy SKU. To ensure that servicers are not violating this non-compete, they should call or chat CRST from on-site when additional work is identified. If this work requires an additional SKU, payment will be processed by CRST, and the SKUs and job pay will be updated on the Dolly job and in the servicer's mobile app. If instead the customer requires additional work for which CRST does not have a SKU, or the customer requires additional parts, the servicer may sell these directly to the customer. These are most often site alterations or adjustments to bring the work up to code. The servicer can take direct payment from the customer, but the servicer is expected to record the sale in the additional charges section of the completion form or in the complete step on the mobile app. The Best Buy program uses the Make It Right process to handle situations where customers refuse to pay for additional services or parts by reaching out to the client to resolve the issue. One of the major reasons a customer may refuse to pay for services is that they are a Total Tech Support member. Total Tech Support is a subscription service that provides free or reduced in-home services. In the instance where a customer is refusing to pay for additional work or parts for any reason, servicers should call or chat CRST. CRST will then request approval from Best Buy to update the order with the proper SKUs or add a trip charge to cover the parts or labor. Best Buy does require servicers to upload one photo of each additional service or part. Additionally, the completion form will need to be fully filled in and signed by the customer. The photos required by Best Buy for SKUs or trip charges added under the Make It Right process must meet the following requirements in order for those additions to be paid, as per Best Buy's requirements. There needs to be one photo for each additional SKU or charge added to the Dolly. The photos must show the additional work was completed. If we are adding a trip charge for custom labor or parts, Best Buy request before and after photos. If there is an issue preventing installation, any uninstalled equipment should be returned to the pickup location. If there is an uninstall and product return on the order, the old appliance should not be disposed of, but returned and checked into the pickup location. Best Buy requires the servicer to complete and submit the unit return form for all product returns. This form will print with any work order containing an uninstall and product return SKU. For returning uninstalled equipment, servicers may pick up the unit return form at the desk of the pickup location. Best Buy provides these as needed. Haulaway of the existing appliance is included in all Best Buy appliance installation SKUs. The servicer should confirm with the customer whether they would like the old product removed and then remove the old product to the Best Buy location for disposal.